Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, before we get to the phones and people's thoughts on Brad Holmes, you feel more or less confident after hearing him speak yesterday. Mike McDaniel fired as Dolphins head coach. Mm-hmm. The Lions have reached out with their vacant offensive coordinator spot. John, is this the number one target for you?
After going back and looking more at his time in Miami, and his even his time before that in terms of a play caller, his style of offense, but you look at Miami and you think, okay, well, Miami's never had an offensive line, yet Devon Achane was dynamic, terrific. He's been able to generate yards without having an offensive line. Now, we believe that Brad Holmes will address the offensive line, and this offensive line, even as constructed now, was better than they had in Miami. And Achane is very similar to Gibbs. The passing game is very similar to what Dan Campbell has. I see a lot of similarities in the offense, so it's not going to be an overhaul of the offense. I do think it would be plug and play. So here's the other thing. There's a lot of coaches that are head coaches once, and then for whatever reason, and his is a very unique personality. They never really get that next shot. And I think he may fall into that category, or at least for a few years. So if he is your play caller and they get back to this dynamic offense and he's here for a couple of years, if it results in a Super Bowl, then fine. Hey, go wherever you want. Be a head coach. We saw it with Spagnuolo. You know, he was a head coach and he's been a great defensive coordinator for Kansas City for a number of years. And you don't really hear about his name being talked about as a head coach.
No, and what you're talking about with Mike McDaniel is he has this like dorky, aloof demeanor. And if he doesn't get a head coaching job, he's going to be a play caller. And this is as attractive a place you could go as a play caller because you have weapons galore. You're going to play a soft schedule, a lot of indoor and warm weather games next year, too. And because the Lions took a little bit of a step back, you then get some of the credit when they take a step forward next season. It's the ultimate polish your resume job. And it's not all to the benefit of Mike McDaniel. It would benefit the Detroit Lions to bring someone in who could take that play caller responsibility off of Dan's plate, especially if they are going to keep Calvin Shepard. Let Dan be the CEO and oversee as he's done for most of his time in Detroit. This makes sense for everybody. And Mike McDaniel, by the way, was super complimentary of Dan Campbell at the joint practices earlier this season. And again, he was under Shanahan in San Francisco, and they had some very good run games and play-action passing games. Could Goff be a guy who gets even better under Mike McDaniel? Here's what Mike McDaniel said about Jared Goff. So again, you've got this idea where he was able to get the ball to Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane, and now he'd have Gibbs, he'd have J-Mo, he'd have LaPorta and St. Brown. He's a good offensive coach. Maybe not a very good head coach, John. But we've seen this. Yeah. Failed head coaches can still make great coordinators. I think this is the number one target. And the Lions have already reached out. So I think they view him as a serious option as well.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. And it would be, obviously, coordinator press conferences. probably give us a lot of root for radio. It would be interesting. You can even hear it there. Like, he's just kind of an odd dude.
Imagine us talking to him in training camp in August.
It'll be interesting. Yes.
All right. So the McDaniel stuff is out there. I know Brad Holmes is the focal point. 248-539-9797. Do you feel better or worse after listening to Brad? Dante in New Baltimore, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, this story has already been written about what we're dealing with our offensive line in the league. Like, the New England Patriots mastered contract negotiation, salary caps, drafting and developing of that offensive line. They created depth for years. And what needed to be done with that? Number one, you needed a head office and a general manager and a team that could do it. And number two, listen, these teams in the leagues and us as fans invest in players, right? Whether it be their salary or what they get paid. But remember, Tom Brady was an above average quarterback that had great numbers. All right?
Yes.
Right? Had great numbers, but had greatest GOAT numbers when the offensive line protected him. Does that sound like someone else we know?
Yes. There's an element to that. Yes.
Okay. So, like, for instance, as a fan base, we are spoiled to have a dual tandem running backs. Okay. But here's the problem. We need to build the offensive line and we need cap space. I hate to say it to the fan base. Montgomery is the seventh paid highest running back in the league, and he's used all season this year, unfortunately, somewhat as a backup.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's salary cap right there.
Well, did you hear what Holmes said yesterday, Dante? Not to cut you off. Did you hear what Holmes said about David Montgomery yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of telling. They love him, but hey, he wasn't committed to him being back next year because
if we're not going to use him, why pay him?
Right.
Right. And then, for instance, we love Penei Sewell. He's a freak of nature. He's a phenom, right? But there's a lot of money tied up in him. The players, I'm a realist. Like, you want a championship, Patriot players for years. That offensive line, Jansen, sacrificed pay for the Lombardi. They all did. And they came and went. But that line, listen, we know we need defensive help in the backfield. We know we need help for Hutch on the edge. The middle of the deep, we got a lot of missing pieces. But when that offense is out there 70% of the time and scoring 30 or more points, it takes the it takes the pressure off the defense.
Spot
right
on.
So the offensive line is huge, and it needs to be fixed. Hey, are any of these old Patriot minds retired? Can we use them for consulting? Can we find this team?
I think we tried that once.
I think Bob Quinn's available.
Oh, God, don't say that. Maybe the call of the year is saying
Tom Brady's above average quarterback.
He's above average. Several notches above average, but who's counting?
That's
you looked at me, I looked at you. That was incredible. 248-539-9797. Before we get back to the Holmes calls, just a couple quick Mike McDaniel tweets. Says, sign him up and get him a pair of buffs immediately. Says he's the perfect fit for both parties. He's an offensive genius, but struggled with discipline and culture. Dan Campbell will take care of that for him.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the phones. We got Kevin in Canton. Kevin, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So a few of the callers before me kind of stole my thunder, but I just want to say I followed this team since the Harrington years because I wasn't really a football guy up to that point. I was more into hockey, but I've seen it all, you know, the ups and the downs. And there's nothing that Brad could have said that could have reassured me or made me feel more confident, because regardless of what he says, which he didn't really say a lot of anything important, let's be honest.
Okay.
There is a lot of needs on both sides of the football, and it's not going to be taken care of in one season. And ironically, the one we don't really have a problem with is our QB position, even though that's the most scrutinized. Mm-hmm. But as long as we get an O-line that can protect him, we don't have to worry about that position. So we gotta worry about everything else now. And I don't think Brad's going to be the type of dude that's going to change his mind and say, hey, I'm going to trade for an impact player in the middle of the season. No, he's just going to keep doing it through the draft. That's all he's going to want to do. I don't think he's going to change from that.
That's why we asked the question more or less encouraging, because if it's just more of the same, I'm not encouraged. I'm concerned.
So I don't think I've ever when we've been talking about this question, do you feel better or worse, that there's a sense of urgency for the offensive line? I feel better. Mm-hmm. I feel better about going into next year. Now, I don't know what those actions are going to be, because ultimately it's about the actions speak louder than words. So go out there and do it. But if they go into next year with a veteran center, if they address the center and the tackle position, I instantly think we're in a position to not just make the playoffs, win the division, and make a run.
Agreed. Fully agreed with that.
Because I know they're not going to ignore the defense, but I think the most important thing is center and tackle.
Yeah, I mean, there would still be the cloud over your head about how these safeties are going to come back from some pretty serious injuries, but the focal point's the offensive line. If you told me they added a veteran center and had a plug-and-play tackle, whether that's free agency or an early draft pick, I go, yeah, man, this offensive line is going to have the ball. They're going to run the ball. They're going to finish drives. They're going to help their defense out. And it's not like that would be the only thing they do this offseason. John, it would take them from a team that missed the playoffs back into contender status. That's what matters more than anything he said yesterday at the press conference is, does he do that? Mm-hmm. But if his idea of urgency is what they've already been doing, we're going to continue to be urgent on the offensive line. We're not going to ignore it. We haven't ignored it. If this is more of the same, I'm petrified.
Yeah. Don't just run it back.
Right.
That's what I don't want to see.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. More of your thoughts on Brad Holmes. Continue to play some of the audio for people. Reset some of the better stuff. It's next, 97.1.
Hey, we're all busy, and we all want to find a chance to work out. Planet Fitness offers you every opportunity. A lot of their gyms are open 24 hours. So if you're like me and you want to do it first thing in the morning, hey, I've got a weird schedule. Sometimes it's 3:30 in the morning. You knock on the door, they're there. If you're a late-night workout guy or girl, they're available. Mention it. A lot of them are open 24 hours. Gives you every opportunity to work on your fitness. If you travel, again, it's about opportunity. You get the Black Card membership. You have access to 2,800 clubs nationwide, 50 of them here in Detroit, 15 in Grand Rapids, 7 in Toledo. So everywhere you go, there's that option. And it's not expensive to get in. So it's a dollar down, $15 a month, $24.99 for the Black Card membership. It's all right there. So all you have to do is find your nearest club. You can do it to join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Brad Holmes.
That's what I said earlier in the week. It's pass fail. Like, there's no, well, we got a C or it's a B plus. And he mentioned that, like, I'm not going to get to the plus minus. Like, it's a test. It's pass fail.
Yeah, that's what you said. And it's the mindset of a competitor. Like, we're not playing this weekend. If we were playing, if we're competing for a championship, well, that different story, but they're not. Now, and that was a little later in the press conference. I think Rieger asked that question, but right off the top, he didn't mince words. He said, I didn't do enough. He said, by our standards, this is a disappointment. He was able to label it a failure. These are the things we talked about yesterday. Would he have some humility? There was definitely a tone of humility from Brad Holmes and some accountability right off the top. What I found concerning is, as the press conference rolls on, he didn't really offer how things are going to be any different. In fact, saying, with the edge position, we're going to keep doing the same thing. And then the question of, okay, but like, how aggressive are you going to be? At one point, I think Wojo asked him, are you guys going to be more aggressive? And he asked him to define what more aggressive would be. Here's a different answer about aggressiveness.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to do something just to do something.
Right.
Or to show the fan base that, oh, look, we're making a move.
Like, see, we're justifying our jobs. No, I get it. And we've had this similar sentiment from other executives running teams in the city. And I think it's just the word of aggression. Are you going to be aggressive? There's a disconnect in what we're asking and what they're saying. We're not saying make moves to make moves. We're saying identify good players, get to the negotiating table, and do what it takes to get the deal done. Because action is what you haven't done enough of. You've attempted. The attempt is there. Allegedly, right. I'll take him at his word there. The follow through hasn't been there. It hasn't been good enough.
Well, and I mean, he has made an aggressive move before. He traded Matt Stafford, got Jared Goff and 2 first-round picks.
Worked out great.
And that worked out well. But as things go, aggressive moves can certainly mean something different. Za'Darius Smith at the deadline. I wouldn't say that was an overly aggressive move, but they did address a need. So we have seen him do things. I think people forget that
the
they did make a trade at the deadline. This year, the big need was offensive line. We saw one offensive lineman traded, and it wasn't going to be one that was going to have a great impact on this team.
No, but what I'm saying, like, if trying to define what aggressive is, it's maybe doing things outside your comfort zone that add risk to the table. Maybe you're not going to roll over as much salary space. Maybe instead of signing guys 2 years early, you're going to pay Tyler Linderbaum or McGovern, one of the centers in free agency. And it might mean that Brian Branch doesn't get paid until he's a true free agent and you risk he could leave, right? That's uncomfortable. That's not fun. It's great to draft your guys and keep your guys and re-sign all your guys. Maybe it's picking up the fifth-year option on Gibbs, but not coming to a 4 or 5 year commitment quite yet, because what good is Gibbs if I don't fix the offensive line? You know what I'm saying? Like, those are maybe a little more outside of his comfort zone. Those would be a little more aggressive moves.
Right.
Those are the moves we want to see.
In regards to extending Gibbs for a position that is known to have injuries. Now, he hasn't.
Right.
He's been very durable. But are you willing to invest, knowing that you invested in Aleem McNeil and he got hurt, knowing you invested in Brian Branch and he got hurt, and Kirby Joseph and he got hurt? Like, okay, all of that has to be taken into account.
Yeah, I just don't know what's different. If you claim you've been urgent, you've tried, you haven't ignored the offensive line, you are going to do the same thing at edge and aggressive, what's aggressive? That doesn't sound like they learned a lesson from this season. Now, actions will speak louder than anything he said at the podium, so I'll reserve some judgment, but I just was not encouraged.
And I think aggressive, I mean, maybe the best way to define it is doing something that is a little bit outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because we know he's very comfortable at trading during the draft. He's very comfortable, obviously, with drafting players, especially, you know, in the middle of the rounds where you're taking a risk on a Manu. You're taking a risk on a Broderick Martin. Well, you're taking a risk on an Isaac Tisla.
Well, that's the point. And I know, Jim, you've been waiting. Jim and Milford, this is kind of a point we're going to set you up for that you want to make. Jim and Milford, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, good morning. The thing that drove me crazy about that press conference yesterday was he referred a couple different times to the phrase "we're not going to reach," and I think that he's reached on multiple forms. He reaches in the draft. He's reached with some of the extensions. I mean, you've already talked about Manu, Tesla giving up the extra third round picks. Rakestraw's been a reach, and John touched on maybe it would have been better going in a different direction. With that pick, Tyreek doesn't seem like he's living up to the potential. Broderick Martin, I mean, you can kind of keep going down the list there. And then on the extensions, the money that he gave to McNeil and to Kirby Joseph, is that going to handcuff us a little bit moving forward with free agency and things like that? Maybe if we didn't have all these forms of reaches, we'd have more depth and we'd have more pieces where if he did need to go out and maybe actually have to make a little bit of a reach with capital to sign someone or to acquire someone that we desperately need, we'd be in a better position and we'd be talking about our playoff game.
Well, I'm with you on the reaches in the draft. I don't necessarily think I agree that re-signing Aleem McNeil or giving him the extension, that wasn't a reach. Now, with hindsight and the injury, okay. But
I think
Kirby Joseph, maybe that's the one, because at the time we were like, when they did it, and you know, are you going to extend Kirby Joseph or Brian Branch?
Right.
And I would have been of the mindset, and I talked about it at the time, Brian Branch to me is the bigger impact for the longer period of time. But if it had been a year ahead of time, if you'd given him the extension and then he gets hurt, like that's bad luck. Yeah. Guys get hurt in football. But I don't think signing Aleem McNeil to an extension was a reach.
Look, we got a lot to do on this Friday. We opened the show talking about Patrick Kane, 500 goals for those that are interested. Odyssey Rewind. We talked about Tarik Skubal at odds with the Tigers for arbitration. We may be able to get back into those before the end of the show. We've got picks coming up. We're going to do Cookie Jar, Brad Holmes phone calls. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, police are investigating after a driver reported that he was shot at by another driver while driving on I-94 in Detroit on Wednesday night. Man, these stories, it just seems like they just keep happening.
Road rage stories?
Yes, yeah. It's ridiculous. Michigan State Police say a driver called police to report that while he was driving on the freeway around 11:10 p.m., another person shot at them after being unable to change lanes. So, according to the driver...
Turn signals a better use?
And maybe planning ahead, because it sounds like the suspect needed to get off, was going to go on to I-75, but was in the left lane, couldn't get over all the way, and then got frustrated. So it sounds like the victim was driving in the center lane, and the suspect was in the far left lane, couldn't get over, eventually got behind the victim and was tailgating him. And then when he was able to get to the far right lane, open fire, shot at the car. Thankfully, nobody was injured. The victim wasn't hit, but his vehicle was. And now, obviously, police are investigating. They're still looking for that suspect. Very little information. Drives a silver sedan. Mm. But perhaps you were on the freeway at the same time. If you have any information, you're being asked to call the Michigan State Police. Lions legend Calvin Johnson made a surprising or notable admission while talking to Amon-Ra St. Brown this week on his podcast. He revealed that he smoked weed throughout his NFL career, including several times before games.
So it's not unheard of that you'd use it for pain.
And that's what he was using it for. And if you know what he's done post-career, he started this,
cannabis company.
With another former player. And so I guess it's not that shocking, but maybe it is because it wasn't allowed in the NFL. Yeah. That's what is the shocking part, I think.
Yeah.
The fact that he was doing it doesn't shock me, but the fact that it wasn't allowed is what.
Yeah, there's been shifts, obviously, you know, in society and with laws in regards to where it's legal, where it's not legal, when it's become legal. There were also shifts in the NFL where now I don't even think they're testing for it anymore. I don't think they've said it's legal, but they're not testing for it. And at the time, I think it was just once a year. We would know, you know, when that test was going to be. So if you could just, you know,
lay off it
for a little bit. But it goes to, because you asked this question versus the shots, the pain shots before.
You mentioned a teammate would take shots. And I was alcohol shots or shots of painkiller, because that's the reason he was doing this, was to manage his pain, not to like get high before a game.
Right.
That's why I was like, wait, shots of alcohol or pain shots?
Because I had some teammates that were taking shots of alcohol before a game. Yeah, which, I would always take the shots for the pain. So
Two big concerts have been announced for Ford Field upcoming this spring and summer. So one, Bruno Mars will be here. First tour in nearly a decade, will perform on May 9th. It's all part of the Romantic Tour. Tickets for his show go on sale January 15th, 12 p.m. Then another big name, Chris Stapleton, will be returning to Ford Field as part of his All-American Roadshow. He's going to be performing alongside Lainey Wilson. Did I say the date? August 8th. Mm-hmm. Tickets for that show go on sale January 16th at 10 a.m. So,
John, you'd be more likely to see Chris Stapleton of the two?
Yes, that would be an accurate statement.
I'd like to see Bruno.
Me too. If I had to pick between the two, I don't know.
Right. I'm sure it's a great show.
Both will be good shows.
Live music, I'm a big fan of all live music, and I'm sure he puts on a great show.
Yes.
All right, that's Heather with the news. You got the picks coming up next. It's 97.1.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really cool moment last night at Little Caesars Arena. That's Ken Cal on the call. Kane scored one early, put him one away from 500. And when he got on the ice with an empty net, the crowd immediately popped because you knew there was a chance he would score the milestone goal. And as someone sitting in that crowd, I'm going, boy, if we don't get it here, I'm probably not going to get to see it.
No, it was awesome. And for it to happen at home.
Yes.
Even if it happened on the road, right? They're going to pause the game. There's going to be a standing ovation. Hockey fans, I think, are very more aware than anyone else about some of these milestone moments and more appreciative, especially for a guy like him who did most of his damage, obviously, in Chicago for a rival of the Wings. Now he's here. It's also in his third, you know, hockey season with the Wings. So if it had happened in game two of his time here in the Wings, maybe it's not quite as emphatic, but...
Well, think about it. He could have chosen to continue his career on a team closer to a Stanley Cup. As much as I think Wings fans have embraced Kane, he embraced us first. He wanted to be here. And even last night when he was honored as the first star of the game, he starts pointing to the Winged Wheel logo. And he's talked about it. He's kind of a hockey geek in that way, like loves the sport, grew up loving the sport, appreciates the original six. But yeah, man, to see him do it in a Winged Wheel.
Yeah, and he made comments last night after the game, and there's some social media ones where he talked about how honored he was to be able to do it in this jersey.
Yeah, and in terms of guys who have done this, 500 goals, he's the 50th all-time, only the fifth American-born player to score 500 goals. And to mention doing it as a member of the Red Wings, they have a bunch, but only six have scored the 500th goal while playing for Detroit. Gordie Howe, Steve Yzerman, Brendan Shanahan, Dino Cicerelli, Pat Verbeek, and now Patrick Kane.
It's a good group.
By the way, Pat Verbeek used to... he has a relationship with Verbeek going back to when he was a youth skater, so there's kind of a cool bit of history there, too. Yep. So
two youths.
Yeah, so... That's awesome. Wings win again. That's also awesome. And I mentioned to you, and I don't know how confident I am in saying this, but I am starting to contemplate the world where we do get playoff hockey again. I know we still have to navigate that dreaded month that's third in the calendar.
Oh, well, so earlier today you were...
I slipped up and I said it.
Yeah, you said March, and you've talking about them in the possibility that they can... be in the playoffs.
Well, I said to Kelsey, because last year we had to opt in for the playoffs, and we did, and they just didn't make it, but we would have gotten game four as part of that.
Do you know which game you're going to get?
I don't know if it alternates or with the red-white plan if we're stuck with game four. Because I said to her, I go, just putting it out there, I want to be there the first home playoff game. So if we have to, if we want to set aside some money, I want to make sure we're there for it. Because this place is going to be awesome if and when we get playoff hockey.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, especially in the 100th year, you know, and avoiding the decade.
And look, you kind of cracked a joke. Of course, they were ready with merchandise, but like they had the 500 puck commemorative pucks last night. Fans are eating it up. Like there's really good energy right now at the arena.
As there should be. Like this is a team that is top three in their division. And they're a team that has been able to, they've gone on some West Coast trips and performed well. They've had some skids, but they've been able to mitigate and compound of those. And a lot of the credit has to go to Todd McClellan.
I think it does. Now, this weekend, they'll play at Montreal. That's a huge game because of where the teams are in the standings and all that stuff. And then Monday is a huge day because it's the Fedorov retirement night, but it's also Carolina in the building. So before I get too excited...
Are you going to be at the Fedorov night?
No, it's not part of our... Oh. I know, it sucks. I know. Mm. That's part of why I wanted Kane to score last night with the empty net, because he could have scored it on the road over the weekend, or... Hey, these people who have Monday night already have a treat. Why should they also get the Kane 500th goal? So that was awesome last night. The other headline, and we'll get back into Brad Holmes in the 9 o'clock hour. The other headline involving one of our teams was Tarek Skubal and the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers avoided arbitration with everybody yesterday except Tarek Skubal. And the numbers are very far apart. It's the largest gap for an arbitration in MLB history. The Skubal camp put forth $31 million. The Tigers... put in $19 million. It's a big gap. So this furthers the idea that we're not long for a long-term arrangement here. This is eventually going to end in a divorce.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's a shock to anyone that reading everything that has gone on, seeing everything, hearing everything, that if he even gets to the season in a Tigers uniform, it'll be the last season.
Yeah. Again, because this gap is historic. And so people understand how arbitration works. It's a panel of three that will decide the midpoint of the two offers. And it's like an over-under game.
Right. Well, we could do the math on that, too.
So it's like $25. Mm-hmm. $25 million.
$25, yeah.
They wish. but $25 million. And if it's more, he gets 32. It escalates all the way up to the tip top. And if the arbitration hearing rules in favor of the Tigers... it's under $25 million in valuation. They'll get a discount, and they'll get him for $19 million for the upcoming season.
The irony is that he won't be the highest paid pitcher on the staff.
Flaherty makes more. And some of this is, just to be fair, this is not an open market situation.
Right.
Now, again, I did a ton of digging on this, and Jeff Passan was all over the little intricacies of arbitration. Because Skubal has at least 5 years, or I think it's more than 5 years of service time, he's allowed to use comps that aren't just arbitration. So he can, like Boris can say, the comps we want to use for Skubal's salary for the upcoming season are the highest paid pitchers in baseball. The guys making north of $40 million can be the Boris comps. And his argument, boy, what a job. Argue Skubal's good at pitching. He's won two straight Cy Young Awards. Here are the comps for the highest paid guys. We deserve it. And I think the other note would be the highest paid arbitration pitcher was David Price. And the Tigers offered less than that. So, like, it does make you think that they're going to have a compelling case on the Boris side of things, the Skubal side of things.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm not upset at the Tigers for doing this. It's all about business, and it's all about, you know, the negotiations of, we think the valuation is this, you think it's that. Well, you know, generally they're able to find somewhere in the middle. That's why they have the arbitration.
But where do the Tigers get the $19 million? Because David Price 11 years ago got more. Like, where are you getting that number from?
That's one I don't understand. Yeah. I don't know.
Other than they're just playing a game and trying to keep it low.
Right. And so that, I mean, maybe it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But the arguments for them, and this is going to all be, you know, we probably won't hear all the details.
But he will have this said to his face at a hearing.
Sure. It's, we've got a guy that can't go, you know, 100 pitches in a game. And maybe this is where you get some of those backroom conversations that we don't know about, that maybe Boris and Skubal have had with them. Like, I'm not going to go more than 100 pitches. Or is there more to the story about the seventh inning in the final game of the series against Seattle, where, you know, we heard AJ Hinch and they talked about, you know, we agreed that this was going to be his last inning. Well, maybe AJ went to him and said, we'd like you to go out there for one more. And he said, no, because I'm not going over 100 pitches.
Be fascinating. The Tigers are going to, if at arbitration, are going to have to talk down to their star player to argue he shouldn't get the money that he wants to get.
Yeah, but that happens in negotiations.
No,
okay,
I know,
it's not,
it just,
to his face, but through his agent.
It just further breaks down the relationship to me.
Well, put your big boy pants on and go sit there.
See if he wins it or not.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. When is the hearing? Is it end of the month?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Our update. Yeah, shaking his head. Brendan's shaking his head.
Yeah. You're welcome to turn that mic on.
Yeah, I believe it's supposed to be end of January, early February.
Okay.
It's going
to
take place for all of them. So.
Again, it's the only player they couldn't come to terms with, but it's a big deal because he's a really good player and a very expensive player. All right, we'll talk Brad Holmes coming up next. Play some of the audio from his press conference. Are you more or less confident for the offseason? It's 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.